We've had unprecedented levels of patients contacting us and making appointments regarding respiratory tract infections. We're well used to getting a peak at this time of year, but really this year has been quite unbelievable. We've also been contacted by the HSE to let us know that the numbers of flu, unfortunately, are still rising and haven't actually reached their peak yet. Unfortunately, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Thankfully, the RSV virus, which sort of raised its head in the general wider community this year, is starting to reduce a little bit. But also, unfortunately, the COVID infection is still quite high out there in the community as well. We're seeing very, very high levels of respiratory tract infections in our patients. Some patients are getting quite ill, very ill, in fact, with these respiratory tract infections, particularly, you know, if they have underlying conditions or are vulnerable for any particular reason.
And people sometimes don't realise how important getting a flu vaccine is. As you say, some patients have become very ill and it adds to the pressure in the hospitals. But ultimately, getting a vaccine like this could save someone's life.
Absolutely. It could save your own life, but it may also save the life of someone that you're living with, someone that you have close contact with. So you or I could pick up flu and, yeah, it might be quite discomforting and nuisance for a few days. But unfortunately, we could also pass it on to one of our loved ones who might be in a more vulnerable situation. And for them, it could be a whole different story. We've been told by the CELTA group that Donegal, actually in the entire western area, the CELTA area, Donegal has the highest levels of flu at the moment. And unfortunately, we also have the lowest levels of flu vaccine uptake, which is really disappointing, both for adults and also for children. And this has been, I suppose, we've seen this in the practice, that the flu vaccine uptake this year certainly hasn't been as high as previous years. I'm not sure why the reason is, possibly vaccine fatigue, I'm not sure. But there is no doubt that the low levels of flu vaccine uptake do correlate with higher levels of flu in the community. And unfortunately, we're seeing that and seeing the consequences of it.